Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to episode 81, Embracing Accountability. Each day, you are leading by example, whether you realize it or not, or whether it's positive or negative, you are influencing those around you. And that's by Rob Liano. Too many people think that no one's watching them, so they think, what does it matter if I cut corners or spend time on my cell phone versus working on a project or going to visit a new customer? Who will notice? You should. Accountability begins with you. You may take it for granted, and people may not tell you, but they do pay attention to what you do and what you do not do. You can't expect to hold others accountable if you cannot hold yourself accountable first. So what is accountability anyway? Well, accountability in simplest terms is doing what you say you're going to do. According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, accountability is an obligation or willingness to accept responsibility or to account for one's actions. Being accountable means you are taking 100% responsibility for your results, good or bad. When you are accountable, you make the decision to own your part of a situation versus playing victim of circumstance. The victim mindset is one of complaining, blaming, and making excuses as to why others are responsible for your results or lack of results. You are disowning it. Stephen Covey said, accountability breeds response ability. I think people get afraid of being held accountable because the fear of the consequences. I like to think by holding myself accountable for my actions, I am holding myself to a high standard to better myself. When you hold yourself accountable for your actions without placing blame on others, you have just raised the bar. You will be more intentional with your approach to things to get the desired results. So why do people avoid accountability if it can do such great things? Well, there are many reasons that you might avoid being held accountable. One reason might be blame. It doesn't feel good when someone blames you for the results achieved. You don't want to be the reason why something didn't turn out the way it was anticipated. The second reason is fear of failure. Too many of us get caught up in worrying about what other people are thinking and saying about us. You may be afraid of failing. So in most situations, the world as you know it will not end. What matters is that you take the time to review what went wrong and learn from your mistakes to hopefully do better in the future. And the third reason is the fear of success. What happens to those who take accountability? They are often given more responsibility because these people are seen as the get things done or they make things happen. They are held to a higher standard and they have higher expectations of their performance. Growth comes from success and taking on more responsibility. As you reach one level, you are challenged with new opportunities to help you learn and grow. And why don't we hold people accountable? You know, sometimes I think people don't hold others accountable because it involves having an uncomfortable conversation or that they may not be liked. Trouble is, if you do not deal with it as soon as possible, it can have a significant impact on your team members. Your star performers will be the ones picking up the pieces. You will end up lowering the standard or the bar because you know that they will not deliver what is expected of them to keep peace. What does that solve? It ends up festering division amongst your team and lowering performance levels of the person you should be holding accountable. How do you start making accountability a priority? You start making accountability a priority when you can communicate a clear vision as to what you want to achieve. It is important to define roles and expectations so people have something to measure their progress. Set SMART goals: specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. This way, you have something to measure your progress by. Remember, what gets measured gets managed. And it also gives us something to aim towards. Otherwise, how would you know if you achieved it or not? Make sure those around you know what accountability means to you and that it is not about consequences. It is truly about ownership. Are you able to police yourself and take the actions you need, even when no one is watching? Why should you be accountable? You need to recognize that you have more power over your circumstances than you give yourself credit for. You cannot change the past. What happened is the past is in the past. And we all think about things that we could have done, should have done, or would have done. What are you going to do today to create your best day and set yourself up for a brighter future? Accountability is about owning it instead of letting circumstances own you. When you follow through on what you say you're going to do, you are being accountable. You become seen as a leader or a role model. Being accountable for your choices and actions is about being dependable and reliable, which also makes you trustworthy. You also boost your credibility in the marketplace. You will never be recognized for all the great things you do in your life if you don't put yourself out there and learn what you're capable of being, doing, or having. By choosing to be accountable, you will be more focused and intentional with actions that you take, as you know that every choice makes an impact as to whether you are getting closer to your goal or not. Set some expectations for yourself of what you wish to achieve and by when. Block off time for those items on your to-do list in your calendar. A running list of to-do items does not have a timeline, so you may have be continuously adding to that list. Might look like Santa Claus, naughty or nice list. If you want to get things done, put it in the calendar. Don't overschedule yourself. It is okay to say no when you are focused on getting what you need done. I have heard too many excuses from people, like it's been a lifelong problem that I can't get to work on time, or I can't do this, or I can't seem to get myself organized. In the words of Dr. Phil, how is that working for you? Stop right now and choose to own what you can do something about. No more excuses. Businesses and organizations are looking for someone who will embrace accountability to get the desired results. Are you up to the challenge? Opportunities open for those who are accountable for their actions. Thank you for joining me on today's podcast. And I just want to give a shout out to my new book that's coming out in September. It's called Let's Be Curious. And Let's Be Curious is about how to ask the right questions to get better answers to make the best decisions. And, you know, folks, people ask questions, but there's always a question behind the question, or there's a probing question that needs to be asked that people aren't asking. People are asking face value questions and they're not getting the answers that they want. And they're having trouble making clear decisions to get them those results. So I have taken it upon myself to sit down and write this book. It's coming out in September. You can grab your copy today at www.deborahkozowski.com. And we have a deal right now, $15. if you buy it in pre-launch. We are in pre-launch mode, folks, and it is so, so exciting. People are getting excited about this book, and I can't wait to share it with you. We'd also love for you to subscribe to the Success Secrets newsletter on the website, again, where you can grab the book, or you can go to letsbecurious.ca. But my website is www.deborahkozowski.com, where you're going to get that free MP3 download, 10 surefire strategies to power up your productivity and performance. I would also love to hear about how this podcast has impacted you. Email me at deborah@deborahkozowski.com. And thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show, where we talk about leadership, business, and human potential to help you live rich from the inside out. Go over to iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, subscribe to The Millionaire Woman Show. Share it with your friends. Do it right now. There's somebody out there you know who needs to embrace accountability. Share it right now. And give us a 5-star high five. Write us a review. We would love to hear from you. As Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. And that's talking about accountability. Go out there and make today great. Have a wonderful day.